People need community and conversation in this uncertain time. So writes author Alan White. His website is alanwhite.org. Alan is spelled A-L-L-E-N. He's the author of a book called Taking the Guesswork Out of Groups, as in Bible groups. And now he's written a new book called Leading Online Small Groups, Embracing the Church's Digital Future. Alan, thank you so much for joining us. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks again.
Yeah, Jerry, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, a lot has changed, even in the life of the church in the last 8 months. Tell us about how, the tools of the Internet are going to be that much more important as the church continues, number one, in dealing with the pandemic, but then number two, as we grow in the future as well.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's been a very unusual year, and I know in talking with churches at various parts of the country, you know, the different restrictions either, you know, that people put on themselves or have been imposed on them, and in not being able to meet maybe in the ways that they wanted to or feeling reluctant to meet. And, you know, while the church has done a great job in putting content online, what we're lacking are conversations. And when people are, you know, you watch the news for 5 minutes, you're bound to get upset. So you need people to help you process that. You need people to take you back to the truth of God's word and give you hope and inspiration and continue like that. But the other thing we're finding is with online groups is that there are no limitations, that people that are far from you, people that are far from God, they can connect online. And depending on the type of group you could use, you could meet, you know, anywhere in the country. And I've talked to people that have groups like that, old friends from high school that are getting reunited online. And if you do more, you know, asynchronous groups that you don't meet live and in person, but you meet over maybe the course of a week on a platform like Facebook groups or something like that, people could be anywhere in the world and participate together.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I find that, and this is an overall trend, and it's certainly, there are many, many strong exceptions to this, but I find generally older people are allergic to computers. They're not inclined to be online. Let's start with that, because I think that is a reality. And a lot of our Christian, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, the computer is a box on their desk that they're waiting for somebody to help them, you know, do something with it.
Yeah, and there are different ways to do that. I think immediately when people think of online small groups, they think of everybody being on Zoom and being on some kind of a video group. But there are different ways to do it. There are services like freeconferencecall.com. where people can call into a conference line. And a group doesn't have to be 12 people. In fact, an online group is usually better if it's maybe 5 or 6 people. And so sometimes you could do that with linking other people in with your phone, doing things like that. So don't give up the telephone in all of this. But then the other side of it is my father is 80 years old, and he's online all the time, and he's forwarding all kinds of stuff for me to me all the time. So,
right.
So people are out there, people are online. But I think, you know, if you look at, yes, there's a video-based type of group you can do. There's an audio call-in kind of a group you can do. And then there's also, you know, the idea of even if you just have an email and you put the question in the email, everybody replies all with their answers, you can kind of do an asynchronous small group that way.
I know a guy, and God bless him. He's in his 60s, and he has chosen to not have a computer, and he's chosen to not have even a smartphone, but just a flip-top phone, okay? And the reason why is because he knows that, as he prays, lead us not into temptation, he knows that there are some temptations that come even when he uses computers at the library. These temptations come. And so as a follower of Christ, he is trying to stay away from all that stuff. And then if he needs something online, he'll just, you know, call a friend or something like that and say, hey, can you look up such and such? I mean, it's not an easy way to go through life, but I commend him for it because he's trying to, you know, obey the principle of avoid even the appearance of evil and certainly not open himself up to temptation that he knows, you know, that he might fall easily into it.
Well, and I suppose that's still easier than what Jesus recommended, that it would be better to pluck out your eye or cut off your hand.
Yeah, so, which is metaphoric, of course.
But
it's like that.
But the truth is, even with the flip phone, that if someone set up a free conference call number, usually they give you a long distance number, which these day and age, with the cell phones, it long distance doesn't matter as much. Then you can just call into the number and you can talk to your group. Now you miss a little bit because you're probably going to talk over people a little bit. You don't know who's going to start and who's going to stop, but there are some ways to moderate that to make it a little bit better.
Yeah, that's funny because during the time of the pandemic, as far as, I personally have been a part of a Bible group, and they went to that route of the, call this number, we'll all log in and everything. And with about 10 people on the line or whatever, it was like chaos. So after a while, just a couple of us decided, hey, let's just meet in person. We'll just do the social distancing thing, but we'll actually open up the Holy Word of God and meet together, small groups. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. And
absolutely.
There's something impersonal about the phone in that sense.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And I don't think that online groups are a replacement for in-person groups. I think it's probably a temporary fix in the year that we're in. But it's also been a year that we've seen some interesting opportunities. When you have Nikki Gumbel, who founded Alpha, in an interview a while back, talked about he had been reluctant to put Alpha online, decided to put Alpha online, and discovered that he has a bigger response and a broader cross-section of people wanting to get into Alpha groups now that they're online and they're not having to darken the door of a church. And so there are some things like that. I actually did my first online group, and this is going back a ways, on 1994 on CompuServe. And this was back in the day of, the dial-up modem.
Yeah.
And, way back. Yeah. And all we had was a message board where we could leave messages, and we had a chat room where we could do live chat. And I have some friends today that came out of that group. In fact, one friend, he joined our group, it was a Christian group, but he joined our group not because it was Christian, but because our group offered a low monthly flat rate, whereas the rest of CompuServe had to pay by the minute back then. And so he joined our group. We had a lot of fun with him, but he came to Christ as a result of that group. And we've been friends for 26 years. And so nowadays, I don't know about meeting strangers online, but if you find a platform you're comfortable with that you're already using, and you invite some people that you already know if you're not able to gather in person, I think it's a great way. And plus, I don't know about you, Jerry, but I look around, I see people on their phones all of the time. And I'm one of those people on my phone all the time. And you look at all the one another's from the Bible, and to encourage one another daily, to spur one another on to love and good deeds. You know what? We could send a text message. We could leave a voicemail. We could pick up the phone and call. And there's a lot of ways that we can use technology to encourage other people, especially during a difficult time like this.
For those not familiar with it, what is Alpha?
Alpha is a course for people that are exploring, that are wanting to seek out, what Christianity is all about. And it's been around for a long time.
When you say it's a course, as I understand it, it's a video-based course, if I'm not mistaken, right? It's a series of videos?
I think there maybe are different forms of it.
Oh.
But I know recently when Nikki Gumbel was interviewed, he said he actually had two Muslims that were part of his group that he would never imagine walking in the door of his church, but they were very much part of the group. Also similar to that, John Baker with Celebrate Recovery out of Saddleback Church, again, was always very reluctant to offer Celebrate Recovery online, one of those in-person meetings, which would be preferable to all of us. But once the pandemic hit, he put Celebrate Recovery online. Celebrate Recovery has never been bigger than it's been right now in helping people deal with their habits and their hang-ups.
Alan, are there people getting saved and discipled because of the internet and going online during this time of COVID-19?
Yeah, I'm seeing that happen quite frequently. And part of it has to do with the study that you're doing. If it's something that, is addressing people's felt needs, One church I was working with this year, they did a curriculum. They talked about anxiety. They talked about fear. They talked about working at home with your kids around. They talked about parenting and just kind of all of the stresses of life. And they ended up attracting a lot of people outside of their area, in other churches, not in the church, just to deal with some of those kinds of problems. And so I think if you have a felt needs topic, if you invite people that you know and they invite a few people that they know, or, you know, some churches you can just text a number and they'll put you in a group. But I think either way, there are ways that these things are happening. And, you know, you think of technology, the church has always used technology in some form. This isn't original with me, but somebody said, you know, even the Apostle Paul used technology in a way because he wrote letters and mailed them to the churches that were under his supervision.
Yes.
And in a way, that was technology. He wasn't there in person, but thank goodness he wrote those letters because that is sure a benefit to us today.
You know, by the way, there was a fantastic film that was made a couple years ago of an apologetics nature. Dr. Craig Evans was the driving force behind it. I forgot the exact name of it. It was something like Fragments of Truth. But it showed that not only was Paul, you know, on the forefront of technology of that day and so forth, but that there was literally strong evidence that every letter he wrote, there was a virtual carbon copy, but more like using clay or something like that, but a carbon copy of that particular epistle so that it would go out and be able to be spread right away. So, you know, they obviously didn't have Xerox machines and so forth, which is, it was really fascinating. And it was all about the reliability of the New Testament and showing how the New Testament is even much more reliable than we've even thought it is. And, of course, it's the most reliable book of antiquity. Okay, we have a couple minutes left. Give us an overview of your book, Leading Online Small Groups. So just kind of walk us through the major points of the content. An overview.
Yeah, this was, I did a search, you know, early on, and I didn't find any books out there about online small groups. And I thought, well, there'd be a lot of people with a lot of questions. So this particular book, I actually adapted it from a book I wrote a couple of years ago called Leading Healthy Groups. And but I made it all relevant to online small groups and changed about 30% new content. So, because some of the problems that are in online small groups are in every group. So, you know, you address those. But it also tells you how to start an online small group, what kind of platforms to use, what's available out there that that, you know, you can get involved in, how to lead your first meeting. And, I mean, even etiquette in a group that if you're on a group on your computer, you know, you're going to have the other windows shut down. You can't have tabs open. You can't be, you know, surfing the internet and buying your Christmas presents while, you know, people are trying to communicate.
Yeah.
Group. You got to turn your phone off, you know, because
yeah.
I'm in a lot of online meetings. I tell you what, I multitask those meetings quite a bit, but you don't want to multitask your small group. And, you know, how do you deal with children?
And by the way, when we're talking about these small groups, we're basically talking about Bible studies, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm old school. I believe a small group should be based on the Bible. Otherwise, you might end up with a pooling of ignorance. But yeah, you definitely have somebody to answer the questions. Some churches are doing sermon-based questions, you know, talking about the message that was delivered on Sunday. Some groups are studying a book written by a Christian author if it's biblically based. And again, just like we would in an in-person small group, we're meeting together, we're sharing with each other, we're caring for each other, we're praying for each other. You know, we're encouraging people that need to be encouraged. We're challenging people that need to be challenged. We're doing the things the church is supposed to do, even if we can't meet in person. And some churches are finding, you know, if their church is in the north, there's a certain time of year they say goodbye to their snowbirds as they move south for the winter. Well, with an online group, they can continue to meet in their group, whether they're
good.
North or south or wherever they live.
Good.
So, and there's been some interesting connections that have happened that way.
All right. Well, we're basically out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. AllenWhite.org for more information. Allen is spelled A-L-L-E-N. The name of his book is Leading Online Small Groups. Allen, thanks again for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. Bye-bye.